And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 23rd of September, 2013. It was on this day, 1806, Lewis and Clark, Meriwether Lewis, William Clark, returned to St. Louis after their expedition. 2.5 years, 8,000 miles, they traveled all the way to the Pacific Ocean and back, exploring the new Louisiana Territory for Thomas Jefferson. They each kept detailed journals, so we know a lot about their trip. They had left St. Louis in the spring of 1804, spent the first winter at a camp on the Missouri in what is now North Dakota. They set off west in May of 1805 after they had sent a boat back to St. Louis with some of the members of the expedition who they did not particularly need, they realized, and who carried in the boat reports for Jefferson and some letters to friends and family and all sorts of objects, skeletons and skins and dried plants and rocks. There were some Indian artifacts, cooking pot, bow and arrows, buffalo skin, and there were live animals they sent back, 4 magpies and a sharp-tailed grouse and a prairie dog which they'd kept alive in a cage. The boat traveled down the Missouri, down to St. Louis, and then another boat took the stuff to New Orleans, and then a ship took it to Washington, D.C., where it reached Thomas Jefferson in August. And then there was no further word from them until this day in 1806. They came through St. Charles, Missouri. People were astonished to see them. They thought they'd all disappeared and were dead. Got back to St. Louis, and Meriwether Lewis wrote a letter to Jefferson, a letter that took almost a month to reach the president in Washington, in which Lewis wrote, "In obedience to your orders, we have penetrated the continent of North America to the Pacific Ocean, and sufficiently explored the interior of the country to affirm with confidence that we have discovered the most practical route which does exist across the continent by means of the navigable branches of the Missouri and Columbia rivers." From St. Louis, fall 1806, they made their way to Louisville, and from there to Virginia and to Jefferson's home in Monticello. It's the birthday of the poet Euripides, born near Athens in the year 480 B.C., who probably wrote about 92 plays, 19 of which have been preserved. He was the Greek playwright who portrayed the gods as being much darker, petty, uncaring, and one of the first writers to treat women as major characters. And it's the birthday of Bruce Springsteen, Freehold, New Jersey, 1949. Played in a number of bands with names like The Rogues, The Steel Mill, Dr. Zoom, and The Sonic Boom. His album Born in the USA, 1984, was one of the best-selling albums of all time. Here's a poem for today by Mary Oliver, "How It Is With Us and How It Is With Them." We become religious, then we turn from it, then we are in need, and maybe we turn back. We turn to making money, then we turn to the moral life, then we think about money again. We meet wonderful people, but lose them in our busyness. We're, as the saying goes, all over the place. Steadfastness, it seems, is more about dogs than about us. One of the reasons we love them so much. A poem by Mary Oliver, "How It Is With Us and How It Is With Them," from her collection Dog Songs, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by LendingTree, where you can fill out one form and receive up to 5 loan offers at trylendingtree.com, NMLS 1136. Produced by Joy Biles, with assistance from Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.